And right now we're going to the phones where we are joined by Jen and Linda Barrick, the authors of Priceless, Who I Am When I Feel. It's a 30-day devotional in the Psalms. And Linda and Jen, welcome to the Wake Up Call Morning Show.
Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's good to have you guys with us.
And just yesterday, we found a survey, the happiest cities in America, and Toledo didn't rank so well just because of things like depression and
wow.
long work hours. So, yes, not many in the Toledo area feeling so well.
So it's a good conversation to have.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you guys have a really very unique story. First of all, tell us a little bit about your story, your own personal testimony that led you to write this book.
Absolutely. Well, 12 years ago, we were coming home from church as a family,
yes.
And Jennifer was 15, and she was singing in her first choir concert. And on the way home, we were hit by a drunk driver who was going over 80 miles an hour, and we didn't see him coming. His lights were off, and our life changed forever in 1 second. We were scattered, our whole family, to 4 different hospitals, and Jennifer suffered a traumatic brain injury, and she was in a coma for 5 weeks, and no one thought she'd live, and then the doctor said she'll never walk or talk, and we're just here to say that God can do miracles. He continues to heal her, and the most amazing thing is Jen came out of this coma, and she couldn't really talk to us, but she started praying and talking to God, and it was the only time that we could understand her, and she just praised him and said, Lord, you're so good, you're so faithful, and she would just have a two-way conversation with God. And so the Priceless book, it just teaches young women how to have a two-way conversation with God and how our feelings are a gift, but they're not always true. We can feel alone, but God, when we run to God's word, it tells us that we are never alone, that nothing can separate us from God's love. And so Jen is just so positive, and Jen, tell them how you like to view Jesus.
Oh, yes. Well, I love to view Jesus as my escort, because I love how Scripture promises that once we have invited the Lord into our life and into our hearts to be our personal Savior, how God promises to never leave us or forsake us. So I love just to visualize Jesus being my escort and, you know, holding my hand, carrying me on the hard days. And I love to encourage my sisters in the Lord, just letting them know that they are never alone.
Tell us the range of emotions that teen girls go through, and you know, sometimes some things may to them seem really tragic, but to us they think, why so worried about that? That's not a big deal. Tell us about that roller coaster ride a teen girl goes through.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
mm-hmm.
I mean, teens and really women of all ages have these same feelings. I mean, so some of the feelings are we might feel invisible or alone or confused, left out, and I think a big one is not good enough.
Yes.
So often, you know, Satan lies to us and makes us feel that we're unworthy and that we're not good enough. And what I love about Jen's story is when everything was taken from her, she couldn't remember her name, she couldn't remember who she was, and yet she knew Jesus. And she could quote every scripture she had hidden in her heart, and she could sing every praise song. And so when everything was taken, she still had Jesus, and he was enough. And so the message is really that we don't have to be good enough. We are worthy because of Jesus.
Yes.
And so it just helps you run into the arms of Jesus with every feeling and running to God's word for truth. And the most beautiful thing that has happened that we never expected, but the Priceless book is really connecting moms and daughters together and grandmothers and granddaughters. So it's really neat how the moms are doing it with their daughters. And it's helping them talk about these emotions that we all have on a deeper level, and it's connecting them on a deeper level. And the way we wrote it, Jen still has a brain injury, so her short-term memory comes and goes, and I just recorded her on my iPhone, and I would read her a verse in the Psalms. So with each feeling, we run to the Psalms, and I would read her a verse, and she would just pray it back to the Lord. And so I would recorder on the iPhone, and it really teaches you how to mm-hmm. pray the Psalms, how to have that two-way conversation with God where he's talking to you in his word, mm-hmm. and then you're responding back, and just a beautiful thing. So very different. It's a fun, interactive prayer journal where you can write in it, and there's different journal prompts, but it teaches you how to pray God's word and have a two-way conversation with him. And so it's really beautiful. And I'll just read you one really quickly where Jen's prayer back to the Lord, the feeling is awkward when I feel awkward. And Jen says, "Father, today I want to turn my awkward feelings into joy. Yes. I know that you love me just as I am. Please turn my anxious thoughts into confidence. I know that you didn't create me to blend in and be like everyone else. You made me unique. And I want to celebrate that fact that there is no one exactly like me in the whole world." Wow.
That's very cool.
Thank you, Daddy, that I am one of a kind. And so you see the positive. And, you know, depression is really high today among young women and teens. And we have girls all the time coming in our office, even at age 10, that are cutting themselves. And so many girls that are suicidal. Mm-hmm. And so we need to be telling these young women that they are beautiful, that they are priceless, that God made them unique, and there's no one like them. And God has an amazing plan for them. Mm-hmm. And Jen, you were looking in the mirror the other day, and what were you doing?
Well, I was counting my scars this day. I just was wondering how many scars I had. And it was really cool because when I found out the number, God just spoke to my heart. And he just said, you know, Jen, when I look at you, I don't think, oh, you're the girl with all these scars. No, when I look at you, I see that you are beautiful. You are priceless. You are worth it. You are mine. And so I love just to encourage women and girls just... I just want them to know that when God looks at them, he doesn't see their scars or their wounds. No, when he looks at them, he sees their potential and just the plans that he has in store for them.
Now, Jen, how easy was this for you, with this journey? Is this something that happened pretty quickly, just, you know, out of God's strength, not yours? Or what were some of the trials that you faced along the way? And then share with the girls listening that really struggle with this, how they can overcome these feelings.
Well, yes, I think for me and my life, it was only by the strength and the power and the mercy of God that I have been able to make it. I feel like God really just, he came to my rescue and helped give me a new perspective, like on my scars as well as just where I'm at in my life. You know, like as a result to the car wreck, everything has changed. So he has completely changed my passions and desires, so to speak. And I realize how important it is to share our faith with others and just how living for the Lord is ultimately the most important thing that we can do in life. So I just want to encourage my sisters just that wherever they may be in life, that God sees them and that he promises to use whatever they're going through for his glory, and just that they can trust in him.
And I think the one thing, when I would try to take Jen back to school, she would, the moment we would pull in the parking lot, she would just start shaking. And she would say, "Tell me I can do it." With the brain injury, she was kind of uninhibited. So she would say her thoughts out loud.
Yes.
And she would say, "Tell me I'm beautiful. Tell me you believe in me." And I realized every young girl is having these feelings, but they don't say them out loud to their parents. And Jen would start praying in the car when we were trying to go to school.
Right.
And in the middle of her prayer, everything would change. And she'd say, "Oh, well, maybe I could encourage someone today. Maybe I could give hope to someone." And that gave her a reason to try to go back to school or to try to go and be around people again. And so I think for the teens that are listening, if we can change our perspective and say, "Who could I encourage today?" Everyone is looking for love and acceptance. And so often we don't feel like we fit in. But if we turn it around and think, "Who could I give hope to? Who could I smile at? Who could I encourage?" And truly the one thing that has changed the most since our car wreck is now we just share Jesus with people every day. And it gives us a purpose greater than ourselves. And even though we struggle, my husband and I have pain every day. I mean, we struggle every day. And yet God just opens up opportunities for us to share our story and to share Jesus. And about 5 years ago, Jennifer suffered with thyroid cancer because of all the CT scans on her head. And I was just, you know, it was really hard as a mom to watch my daughter suffer again. And Jen said, well, I'm just going to share Jesus with every doctor and every nurse. And that's what she did. And we met a lady. She had, Jen had a little prayer book that she handed out to every doctor and every nurse. And we met a lady a couple years later. We were speaking at a church and she came up. Her name was Florence. And she had Jen's prayer book and it was all tattered and worn. And she said, Jen, one of the nurses saved your prayer book for me. And I've been praying these prayers. And she said,
Every day. I hope that's okay.
Yeah. And then she said, the one in the back, I accepted Jesus as my Savior. And then she said,
yep, and I think it took.
And so we got to know her, and a few months later, she passed away. And I was so sad, and I said, oh, I thought that she was healed of her cancer. And Jen said,
she is. She's dancing on streets of gold. She is.
And so, you know, Jennifer's earthly reality was she had cancer, but the heavenly reality was she had it at just the right time. And now Florence is in heaven for all of eternity. And so for anyone listening, no matter what your age, when you go through painful things, it puts you face to face with others that are in pain. And if you can share Jesus and help change someone's destiny forever, it gives you a purpose far greater than yourself.
Yeah. We're talking with Linda and Jen Barrick. The book is Priceless, Who I Am When I Feel, a 30-day devotional in the Psalms. And Linda, if folks want to find out more information about the book or your ministry, how can they do so?
Yes, you can go to hopeoutloud.com. And that is our ministry website, hopeoutloud.com. And you can watch videos of Jen and learn so much more. And the books are there as well.
Excellent. Linda and Jen, thank you so much for being with us. We really appreciate you guys being here this morning and sharing your story with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless.
Bye.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Thank you.